Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Top six teams in the NFL.
Some movement. And I just want to go ahead and recap what I had last week. Philly was at number one. Indy was at two. Buffalo at three. Kansas City at four, Seattle at five, and Detroit came in at six. And everybody said, oh, Detroit, you're terrible. How could you possibly put them in? Well, I still have them in the top six, but not a lot of movement for Detroit. So we'll get to that in just a moment. The teams that were just on the outside looking in, Denver, New England, Green Bay, the Rams, San Francisco, Tampa, and I mean, it goes down the list. So I'm going to go with I like to – group the teams that are just out. And okay. These are ones that, like, we're trying to figure out how good, how bad are they in, they out, or are they just kind of there and they're going to be a first-round exit in the playoffs. Baltimore, I think they're on the way back, 4-5 right now. They are in a – they put themselves in a dogfight with Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh's in this same category where you watch them on Sunday and you're like, wow.
They're no good.
No, well, they're no good, but are they good enough?
Someone's got to win the division.
Hey, how about this? Joe Burrow started his clock, I think, a little bit earlier than most people thought. So within the next 21 days, they're going to have to pull the trigger and say, yeah, we want Joe Burrow for a playoff run, or hey, we're just going to go ahead and let you continue to get healthy. We'll see how close they can get within the next 21 days. San Francisco, are injuries starting to take their toll? And, yes. and it's kind of the same thing with Tampa. Tampa 6-3, San Francisco 6-4, and it just feels like Baker Mayfield and that Tampa defense has done all they can to keep things on the track, and it just is, hey, it's going to be one loss here, one loss there. I think they're still both playoff teams, but I don't think they're going to be able to do any damage just because they just have too many years. Chicago and Green Bay. And we'll talk more about Green Bay and that matchup against the Eagles on Monday night. But Green Bay's 5-3-1, and I just love to laugh at the tie. I was kind of hoping that Indy-Atlanta game was going to end in a tie as well, just to laugh at the NFL for their stupid overtime rules. But Chicago at 6-3, how legit are they? They got some wins in there that you're like, should have been losses, but they ultimately won the game. And what is the point of playing these games?
You play to win the game.
All right. So those are the teams right now where we're trying to figure out. The next group, the Chargers, Kansas City, and Buffalo. No, I don't have Kansas City in the top six right now. Buffalo drops out after the horrific loss that they took this weekend to the Miami Dolphins.
Yikes.
Wow. And the Chargers. That's another team where are the injuries just going to be too overwhelming for them? They're down to, what, their fourth tackle. We talked about that in the trade deadline. And Kansas City, the next couple of weeks are going to be big for them. They're going to go one of two ways. They play the Broncos and they play the Colts. All right, so we'll find out a lot about the Colts and obviously the Broncos as well, because Denver is that team that is just on the outside looking in. They're 8-2, and says somebody says, well, how can you have an 8-2 team on the outside looking in? Their best win is against the Philadelphia Eagles in Week 5. Great win, but they have losses to the Colts and Chargers and no other win against a team that is above 500. Now, I just mentioned it already. This week, they've got the Kansas City Chiefs. And we'll get a chance to find out, is Denver for real? Are they going to be a contender in that division? They lead the division right now. And obviously, Kansas City 5-4. So let's get to the top six. At number six, holding steady, our very own Detroit Lions. And we know this week they got the Philadelphia Eagles, so there's a chance to jump things up. And I said this last week. If they go and beat down the Washington Commanders, it's kind of like Michigan beating up on Central Michigan. It really doesn't do much for you. You're welcome. Fire up chips.
We're basically wearing the same uniforms as the Commanders, so
there you go. Yeah. And so number five, I've got the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Jackson Smith and Jigba over 1,000 yards. Sam Darnold is at a 71% completion percentage. Is he just become really good? I don't think he's great. Mm. Or is he just good? Mm. I think we're trying to figure out what Sam Darnold is. 2 years in a row, two different offenses,
yep,
two different coaches. All of a sudden, you got to at least believe that he's not the Sam Darnold of the first, 6 or 7 years of his career.
No doubt.
And they, at the running back position, they've got a 1-2 punch, not as good as the Lions, but very similar in Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet. Fifth ranked scoring defense as well. So that's how Seattle has gotten to this point. And you say, well, that's a tough division. You're right. We'll get another team in their division in here. But the number four team, the New England Patriots, 8-2, Drake May, having an MVP caliber season, being sacked at a record pace. Now, some of those are on him, but not most of them. It's unbelievable to me that he is as effective as he is as a passer, having been sacked 35-plus times so far this year. So that's remarkable.
You get worried about durability with that, obviously, but guess what? Would you rather have him throw a pick or fumble it or take a sack? Sometimes sacks are good things, considering the circumstances. I'm going to tell you what right now. That was a playoff win for them last week. That looked like a playoff game to me. That team's built to win in the playoffs.
And how about this team? A 13-loss team last year, now 8-2. And a lot of money in free agency. They've drafted well the last couple of years. But Mike Vrabel, we're looking at coach of the year. I don't know that there's even a debate.
Well, the team that you're going to probably have higher up may have an argument for coach of the year too.
Possibly, yeah. But we'll see it. We'll see
how they finish.
Yes. Number three, I talked about the NFC West, the LA Rams. Stafford, another MVP caliber season. I'm not taking another one for him, but I'm just saying, like, Drake May, Stafford, and Puka Nacua. He is top five in receiving, and he's missed two games. This dude is just going off. What a great start to his career. And I talked about the defense for the Seattle Seahawks. The second ranked scoring defense for the Rams.
Yeah.
17 points a game. They are doing it on both sides of the ball. Look out for them. They're going to keep eking their way up. Indianapolis comes in at number two. Jonathan Taylor, he's having his version of the Saquon Barkley season from last year. So 2 weeks ago, a little bit of a down week. Maybe it was 3 weeks ago. But he is as dynamic a playmaker at the running back position because he's catching the ball out of the backfield. He is just dominant in the run game. And it is that offensive line. Unbelievable what they're doing. Number one, it's still the Philadelphia Eagles. And you could look there and say, hey, that win against Green Bay, boy, their offense struggled. Offense is, ranked 18-19 in the NFL, passing game with A.J. Brown. Ugly wins are still wins. And they have beaten the Chiefs, the Rams, the Bucks, and the Packers. They've played a formidable schedule, and those teams are good teams. Now, the Chiefs early on, and it was, hey, not Rashee Rice. It was the Bucks' first loss. The Rams, they played the Rams when Nacua was out for one of those games, but they've done what they've had to do to win those games. This week's matchups, we know Philly, Detroit. I talked about Indy. They're on a bye, but then they play the Chiefs and Seahawks and Rams.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Huge weekend coming up in the NFL. Peanut Gallery feedback?
I think Seattle definitely belongs in. You had them in at 5. They're very tough for me to figure out right now. They have they're fourth in points allowed. You mentioned the Rams are second. This is going to be the tell week with them. They haven't beaten anybody. If you want to count the Steelers or Texans, you can do that on your own. I'm not counting that. They've beaten the Cardinals twice, the Saints. So I don't know how real they are. Smith and Jigba is phenomenal. He looks like he did at Ohio State the year before he kind of sat out. I mean, he's a machine. Still comes back to Darnold. But defensively, I don't know how good they are because of the opponents.
And that's going to be the question. But this week, we get a chance to see, is that defense for real? Because they are playing the Rams. We've got some great matchups in the top of the John Jansen power surge.
Yeah, it's so tough. Like, I think the Rams are the best team, but they lost to the Eagles. They had the field goal set up at the end of that game, and it got blocked and returned for a touchdown. But that's when I felt like the Rams should have won. I think they're playing better ball than the Eagles are right now. Rams beat the Colts, who are your number two team.
Right.
Like, but we are getting to a point where the NFC has three or four teams sitting at the top, and anybody can beat anybody. I just like the way the Rams are playing both sides of the ball right now, better than the Eagles are playing right now.
Well, and you look at what Stafford's done over the last 3 weeks. Like, it is remarkable. He is seeing the field. He is getting protected for the most part. And when you've got a receiver like Nacua, boy, you just, hey, if it's third down, you know he's going to Puka Nacua, and it's just nobody can stop him.
I think one of the telling things coming right now, and it's obviously health, is whoever in the NFC avoids having to potentially play the Lions and either the Rams or Eagles.
Oh, you're saying the bracket and the playoffs?
Yeah. I think somebody might have to play both, and that's something maybe to avoid. So if you're not one of those people who thinks the one seed is important, you know.
Well, and for all the Bronco fans who are
outraged. Do we really want to go to L.A. and Philly to try to get to the Super Bowl?
It's a great point. I'm just looking at teams John left out that may have a gripe. The Broncos, but here's the thing. You got the Chiefs this week.
Yeah.
They beat the Chiefs, John. I have to imagine they'll go find their way in here.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
Yeah.
The Broncos have played well against the Chiefs in recent years, especially last year. And I'll tell you what, if they somehow were to beat the Chiefs twice, the Chiefs might not make the playoffs.
No, not sitting at 5-4 right now. There's no question. It just depends a little bit on the Chargers and how sustainable is their 7-3 record.
Just think about what this says right now. We are just past the midway point in the NFL. Chiefs and the Bills not in the power surge.
Nope.
Patriots and Seahawks in the power surge. Who would have thought?
Yeah. And Indy near the top.
And the Packers not in the power surge. Yep. It's one of those years upside down. It's 97-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.